We're all in 1 John chapter 5. Hallelujah. All right, let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of being able to break this bread of life, which will continue to enrich and empower, guide, and direct us to allow us, Lord, to see the possibilities, to allow us, Lord, to recognize what we are capable of doing, to know, Lord, what you have made available to us. So, Lord, right now we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that which you are about to do in our midst. This is our prayer. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our blessed and holy Savior name, we pray. And all God's people said, hallelujah.
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 Amen. Amen. All right, our reading will be taken from 1 John chapter number 5, starting at verse number 3. And it reads, for the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
Amen.
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 I want you to put your device down or your Bible down for a minute. Grab your neighbor by both hands. Look your neighbor square in the eye. Amen. You ain't got to take your glasses off, but let them look you square in the eye. They got to catch this because this ain't going to take long. Say, neighbor, step up. Neighbor, step up. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. We have entitled our message this morning, Step Up. One of the things that has occurred in the church, and hear this clearly, we have a lot of folk in church who get up but have not somebody working with me. The Lord is the one that got us up, and the Lord now is the one that wants us to, but we still have to see some realities. This particular epistle was written by John, and it is not identifying a person or a church. It is called a general epistle, which means it's for every believer, so that when he wrote this letter, it was distributed throughout all the churches to encourage everyone. And it's still being distributed throughout all the churches to encourage everyone. When we look at this particular verses, I want us to see that there is a format that we must follow, Mo, in order for us to gain the victory. You see, it's one thing to say you have the victory, but it's another thing to know it. You know, we can sing victory is mine, but how many of us are living in that victory? You see, the life of a Christian ain't always easy. There are some folk who will throw daggers at you at every chance. There are some folk who are hating on you. You have some folk who don't like Christians at all. And what we have to see that during this time of Christianity, during the first century transitioning over to the second, Deacon Jones, it was an intense time for the Christian community because of the fact that they had the enemy coming at them in various directions. And what had occurred because of that, and John knew what he had to deal with. John, of the original 12 disciples, is the only one that died of old age. Everybody else was a martyr. So he saw all of that happen. Now, could you imagine how he's thinking, Lord, of all the disciples, Lord, I'm the only one who just took a last breath and you brought me home. So through his life, he saw many aches and pains. I truly believe John shed a lot of tears. And when he was put on that island of Patmos with all those criminals and crazy folk, he was at a place where he could have just said, Lord, why me? But he did. And what he would not allow to happen to him is for anybody to pull the victory out of his mind, his heart, or his spirit. You see, my brothers and my sisters, we got to live up to the victory that we know we have. It ain't just talking it, it's about walking it. In order to walk it, that means you got to step up. You see, and what we're going to do as we look at these three verses, 3, 4, and 5, I'm going to show you in these verses that if we do as the word of God instructs us, we're all going to be able to what? Y'all ready to go take a good look at this? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you know I love you. Everybody working with me, right? You see, what we got to see here in verse number 3. Here he is identifying something. He says, for the love of God is this. Y'all hearing this, right? He said, the love of God is what? This. You know how you show God you love him? By obeying his commandments. Did I make it up? Where is it? Right here in the word before our eyes. What John is telling us is not just enough to talk it. We have to walk it. We have to be about it. We have to take the word of God and own it and do what the word instructs us to do. In order for us to truly say, I love God. I want you to know, my brothers and my sisters, your love and my love ought to be on display. Not that we're trying to impress anybody. All we're doing is showing our love to God by following his commandments. We are to love our neighbors as ourselves. We are to pray for those who despitefully use us and hurt us. We are not to return evil for evil. We are to cast all our cares upon the Lord. We are to walk by faith and not by sight. We are to be about our Father's business. We truly are to do that what God is calling us to do. But I want you to know, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it get hard sometimes. I am not making light of it because, yes, it gets hard sometimes. It gets hard to love folk hating on you. It gets hard to pray for your neighbor and love your neighbor when your neighbor at every chance they have will throw a stone at you. I'm here to tell you that being a child of God ain't easy. I want you to know it's going to be hard, but what I want you to realize through it being hard, that God has already given us the format in order to be successful, and the format is to follow the instructions, the commandments, even when we fully don't understand it, because sometimes it's going to get hard. But guess what, Lord? It wasn't easy for you. And since we know it wasn't easy for the Lord, but did he give up on following the instructions? He did just as his father had instructed him. Even when they spit on him, even when they beat him, even when he had to drag the cross, even when they nailed his hands and his feet to the cross, Jesus followed the instructions and the commandments, because what he was saying, Father, I love you, and I'm not going to just talk about it. I'm going to be about it, and it's going to be on display in how I live my life. And then when I live my life for the Lord, I know he will bring me through whatever I am dealing with, when I follow his commandments, every now and then it might seem tough, but that's all right. I know I can continue to step up because I know God is going to bless me. I know he's going to see me through. I know he's going to make a way for me. Do I got any witnesses in God's house that understand how good our God is in the midst of the hard times? You see, my brothers and sisters, we got to understand something. The mistake we made is we confuse hard with burden. He says here that the word that God's commandments are not burdensome. They're hard, but they're not a burden. And I think we tend to blend those two together. If God is a burden on you, something wrong. You see, because God doesn't want to be a burden. God is not a burden. Because whom the Son sets free is.
Free.
So if you're free, don't you realize the burden that we all were dealing with, y'all? You know what it was called? Sin. Sin was a burden on us that had us to the point that we couldn't do nothing but stay stuck in sin. Anytime we tried to do right, sin kept pulling us back and had us do it wrong. And Paul puts it best in Romans chapter 7. The good I would that I did not do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this? And he realized that when he gave his life to Christ, it was a burden that was lifted. And what was lifted was the burden of sin. My brothers and my sisters, you and I got to understand the word of God did not come to weigh us down. The word of God came to set us free. The word of God came to show us how we can make it. The word of God is here to make us better and not make us bitter. The word of God is to let you and I know, come hell or high water, I can say hallelujah anyhow, because I know that my God will make a way out of no way. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understands that his word is not a burden? It might get hard, but my God will see me through. I'm here to tell you today, my brothers and my sisters, I have been set free. You have been set free. Let's now all do what? So he tells us the format for the victory is first to love God through our obedience and not see his word as a weight, but see it as a means of freeing us. And check this out. He says in verse number 4, for whatever is born of God does what? Whatever is born of God does what?
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever is born of God conquers the world. That's letting you and I know. Prior to Jesus, the world was kicking our butt. We were all walking around with the big L on our forehead.
Oh, yeah.
That said, loser, who is lost? The world had us lost. And we were losers. We see that in our society today. The number of folk who feel that their life can't get any better. And since it can't get any better, why do I need to change anything? Truth be told, wasn't that once us talking like that? I know you're holy now, but you ain't always been holy. Why should I change anything? Because can't nothing ever get better? Because that's called a loser attitude. A loser who is lost can't see nothing, because when you are lost, you don't know where you're going or how you're getting anywhere. And as long as you have that defeatist attitude, that's when the enemy knows he has you. But now that we have made the transition to accept Christ into our lives, don't you know that when we are born of God, that we are conquerors in the world, that whatever we come up against, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Nothing can knock us down. Nothing can keep us down. Nothing can can beat us. Nothing can overtake us. Why? Because we've been born of God. You got to know your position. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you know your position? Because if you are a child of God, I know it's going to get rough sometime, but you got to speak to the stuff that's trying to beat you down. You got to rebuke the stuff that's trying to keep you back. You got to say, Lord, if you brought me this far, I know you'll take me all the way. I don't care what they say about me. I serve a God who makes a way out of no way. You got to know how to say to the stuff that comes at you, I hear what you're saying, but I already know I'm a conqueror. I know God's going to get me through. I know he's going to make a way because I am born in God. Do you see it? It's right here. But he goes on to say, just to make sure you got it. Because again, he uses a conjunction to start a sentence. And the conjunction and means that we're still staying on that same road. We're not turning a corner, but we're staying on the same road. Because he says, and again, the beginning of verse 4, he says, for whatever is born of God conquers the world, right? And he says, and this is the victory. Oh, this is the victory that conquers the world. You know what that victory is? Our faith. Don't y'all know it's through faith that we're able to be a conqueror? Don't you know that faith is the key to all that we're able to do? Don't you know without faith it is impossible to please God? Don't you know when you have faith that you can speak to stuff and watch and see what God will do? Because Jesus said if you had a faith of a mustard seed, you'll be able to say to the mountain, move, and the mountain will move. What he is saying to us, that no matter how big of whatever is coming up against you, it is not bigger than our God. So if you got faith in the one who is the creator of everything in this earth, in this universe, then I want you to know that the Lord will make a way for you. You see, my brothers and my sisters, all God is looking for are some folk who know that they are, that they have the victory, and their victory comes because they have. Oh, y'all all didn't see it. I thought I was going to be able to move on. I got to stay in here. Deacon Jones, I got to stay at least 3 or 4 more minutes. You see, I want you to understand something. Everybody that walked into this church and you slid across that pew, what did you do? You just flopped right down. You know why you just flopped right down? Because you expected that chair or that pew to hold you. You see, you had faith in what that pew was going to be able to hold you. You know, but what I'm here to tell you, that our faith should be just like that. You see, because of the fact that our faith should be just like that. We're not concerned with what's going on. I just put my faith in God. So if I just go and sit with the Lord, I know he's going to make a way for me. You see, when we move forward by faith, it's just like you sitting in that pew expecting that pew to hold you. You see, when you move forward in faith, you recognize and realize that my God has done a great thing in my life. He could have left me kicked to the curb, but he cleaned me up. He made me whole again. He turned my life around. He put a roof over my head. He put clothes on my back. He put food on the table. He put money in my pocket. He's got me in my right mind. I can see. I can hear. I can touch. I can feel. I can smell. When I think about all that, I know it's nobody but God. And the reason why I know I have the victory is because I have. There we go. Somebody's working with me. Good, now I can move on a little bit further, because what I want us to understand that in order for us to have the format for the victory, it first starts with us having the love of God and showing God love through our action and abiding by his commands. The second way we know that we have the victory, my brothers and my sisters, is through because we have faith. Because we have faith, because we've been born again, we can overcome the world. We are conquerors. And now that we got those two together, can we go look at what the next thing is? Look here with me at verse number 5. He says, what is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, he's talking about me. Yeah. You know why I know he's talking about me? Because I'm the one that believes. Are you the one that believes? Are you the one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Are you the one that believes that he got up early on Sunday morning? Are you the one that believes that he died for your sins? Are you the one that believes that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? Are you the one that believes that the Lord will get you through this and get you through that? Are you the one that believes that through his stripes you are healed? You see, my brothers and my sisters, then why aren't you ready to what? It's not enough for the people of God just to get up. It's now time for us to you see, the thing that John is making clear for us today is this. You have to stay focused. You got to stay focused on the one who has brought you this far. Because when we lose our focus, that's when we begin to lose ground. You see, they have a lot of Christians that have gotten up. They get up. The way we get up is when I accept Christ. So I get up out the sin. But now that I've gotten up out the sin, don't you know the enemy at that point said, oh, you think you're something now, huh? He started rolling his sleeves up and said, oh, you might have got up. But you ain't going to go nowhere. And that's when it seemed like on every turn, there's something coming at you, left, right, top, bottom. But that's why Paul said that we got to learn how to put on the whole armor of God. Because when you put on the helmet of salvation, it's going to get you to understand no matter what, I know God has saved me. When I have the breastplate of righteousness, I know for a fact that I'm going to be all right. When I move forward with the sword of faith, and I want you to understand something today, my brothers and my sisters, every child of God, you got to stay focused. Because all the enemy is looking for is a chink in your armor. All he wants to do is to get you to retreat rather than step up. But what I'm here to tell you today, when you know that you have Jesus and you are loving God through being obedient to his commandments and you have been born again, you have the victory because of your faith in Jesus Christ, then tell me, we will not walk around defeated nor depleted. I will not give up on you. You will not give up on me. Because guess what? The Lord didn't give up on. So all God wants to know, as his people, are you willing to? You see, as we move forward in this lifestyle stewardship campaign, the process of the way it works is we were all sitting down saying what we wanted. And every time each quarter came, we have folk coming. We give them their flowers while they could smell them. And in many times I've heard it. I hear all the stuff that we're doing at church. I'm loving all that stuff. But my wish and dream for Broad Rock is that the church grows and that we will have a new facility. I kept hearing that over and over. But when we heard all that, Sister Davis, we were all just sitting down. And now that we are moving forward, you see, before you can do anything, you must first be willing to. You see, my brothers and my sisters, you can't do anything until you first what? And then once you get up, my brothers and my sisters, the Lord wants to know, are you ready to do what it requires in order for you to make that which is a vision to become a reality? You see, the only way it becomes a reality is that the people of God here at BRBC must be willing to what? Step up. You see, but we got too many folk who are saying, I'm going to take a step. But you can't take a step until you first what? Yeah. You know, and now that we've all gotten up, the one thing that we're all going to do is what? Because we realize that the Lord, isn't that what the Lord did for us? Didn't he step down through 42 generations? Didn't he come down here and clothe himself in this flesh like you and I? Didn't he pay the price for us on the cross? Didn't he die for the sin of the world?
Didn't they bury him in a tomb? And don't you know what he did early on Sunday morning? You know what he did early on Sunday morning, my brothers and my sisters? Do you know what he did early on Sunday morning? What did he do early on Sunday morning? He what? He got up. And once he got up, what did he do? He what? You see, all Jesus was doing is he is our big brother, and he has given us all the example. How many folk in God's house have already got up? And how many folk in God's house are ready to what? Step up. Because I'm here to tell you, we're going to get it done. Why? Because we're going to what? Step up.
You see, my brothers and sisters, the Lord said it wouldn't be easy. But what he did say, he'd be with us always, even to the end of the age. So you and I ain't got nothing to be worried about, because we have the victory. We can conquer the world because of our faith, because we've been born again, because we are showing God our love for him by obeying his commandments. You see, because we're born again and we have faith and we believe in Jesus Christ as being the Son of God. And when we put all that together, that is the format that we have to let us know that we already have the victory. You see, my brothers and my sisters, when you have the victory, what God is telling us, it's time to step up. It's time for us to be impactful. It's time for us to let the word be spread wherever we go. It's time for us to let our light shine. There's too many folk getting shot out there, too many folk being hurt out there, too many folk who feel that they are losers going nowhere. But through the grace of God, that's not us. So now that God has showed us his grace and his mercy, it's time for the people of God to what? Step up. And when we step up, now it's time for us to what? Step out and do what God is calling us to do. You see, it's not enough to pat yourself on the back and say, Lord, I'm so glad I'm not that anymore. That's not enough. God wants you to go and take that which you receive and share it with who? Because I'm God. And I want to bring God profitable returns. Returns. Return on God's investment. God is expecting his people to bring him returns. And the only way we're going to bring God returns is because we got to get up. And then we have to what? Step up. You see, and as we do that, then we are truly seeing how God is going to bless and is blessing Broad Rock Baptist Church. I want you to understand there is no limit on our blessing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is no limit on how God's going to bless us. All God wants to know, are you willing to what? And once you're willing to step up, God did not put a limit on how he's going to bless us. And as long as we step up and be about our Father business, I want you to know God is going to bless us. God is going to see us through. Because you know what? God is already blessing us. Don't you know that you and I had to be blessed first to what? Get up. Don't you know even before we got up, God was blessing us. God was making a way for us so that we would have the opportunity to finally what? Get up. And now that we've got up, God said, okay, I'm going to bless you even more. And as you're being blessed, it's now for time for you to what? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't care how long you've been up. But now is the time for you to step up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want you to know that when you know how much the Lord has done for you, when you think about all the Lord has brought you through, when you think about how he has changed your life, when you think how when you was in that sick bed, didn't know if you would get well, didn't the Lord heal your body? Didn't you remember the time when your money was acting funny? You wasn't sure if they was going to repossess your car, but didn't God step in right on time? You remember the time when you ain't really have a whole lot to eat and you was wondering where your next meal was going to come from? Didn't God step in right on time? You remember that time when you just barely had enough gas in your car, but God got you through the entire week on that was left in your car? I'm here to tell you today, my brothers and my sisters, the only reason all that happened is that while you were in the midst of the storm, you made it your business to what? Step up. Step up. But before you can step up, what do you got to do? Say to your neighbor right now. Say to your neighbor right now. They ain't following your instructions. Say to your neighbor right now. They ain't following your instructions. Y'all ain't getting this. Say to your neighbor right now. They ain't following your instructions. You see, my brothers and my sisters, God wants us to first what? And then once we can get up, God wants us to what? You ain't following the instructions. I don't see you doing nothing. You just standing right there. It's time for you to what? Go on and say excuse me to whoever's around you. But go on and what? Because we serve a God who is blessing us. God wants some people that are going to do what? You see, my brothers and sisters, there are amazing things God is doing at Broad Rock Baptist Church. Because we first made the decision to what? And now we decided to what? And I'm here to tell you, get ready. Get ready because here it comes. Get ready because here it comes. I don't know about you, but I already see it. I already see it come to fruition. And I am not going to wait for it to happen to praise God. That's why I praise God right now. That's why I give it all to Him. Because I know my God is going to do it. Because we made a decision to get up. We made the decision to step up. And Lord, I'm thanking you for what you're going to do within this ministry, Lord. Because there's nobody but you. And Lord, and that's why we got to praise you. We magnify your holy name. Nobody can bring it to fruition but you, Lord. But in order for it to happen, we as your people have to what? Step up.